The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Roach, good to be back.
Yeah.
Good. Good to be home for a little bit.
Yes. Yes, actually, it's good to be back for 2 seconds. Everyone called me Uncle Frank when I came in the house, so, you know.
Yeah, they don't know who you are.
No, they don't know who I am. They're like, Mommy, there's a strange man in the house. A bear, whatever.
Yeah. There's a bear in the house.
So, before we get started here, Goose, I just want to hit you up with this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Why do polar bears or panda bears... Why do panda bears like old movies? Why do panda bears like old movies?
I know why. I know why. Should I say why?
Go for it. Let's see if you know it.
They're black and white.
Oh, yeah! Goes for the win. Goes for the win.
Yeah.
Very good, buddy. Yes, proud of you.
Thanks.
All right, so carry on. Let's get going here with this little show. So I guess...
So we just got back.
That had to be one of the most brutal... little runs we ever have encountered in the
history of Black Label, 20 plus
years of Black Label.
Forget it, man. It was crazy. Doom.
We were a half hour in.
Yeah.
This crusade with Nita Strauss and Jared.
Yeah.
And the Blackstone Cherry fellas at the end there.
Yeah.
But the bus got hit.
30 minutes in, a Tesla.
Yeah, because we left at what, 2:33?
Yeah, we left at 4 in the morning. I was still awake. We left at 4 in the morning, right? We got about a half hour, and I was in my bunk at this point, and I heard a boom, right? And you probably, obviously you heard it, you were right there.
Well, I probably hit the sack. I was probably sleeping.
Oh, yeah, but did you?
I usually hit the hay around 3.
Did you hear
I was like, ba-boom. I didn't know. I figured it was a flat tire.
Yeah, exactly.
I figured it was a boom, and then I heard us like pull over to the side of the road.
Yep.
And I figured we got a flat. And I was like, I was like, either they're going to have to get it. I just figured I'd go back to sleep because it's not going to – what's the difference if I get up anyway and check it out?
And you needed your beauty sleep anyway.
Exactly.
But anyway, it was a Tesla that hit the back of our trailer because we had a bus in the trailer. Hit the back of the trailer and pushed the trailer into the back of the bus. And what?
I was not there. I know what this move is all about. It's about to get me out and get Kid Dynamite in.
Oh, we tried. I mean,
But I knew what was going on. But I mean, but the whole thing is because, you know. I could barely contain myself. He is a good crew. But anyways.
It was crazy because it hit our trailer into the bus, and it was a Tesla. If they would have been on autopilot, it would have never happened, man.
Well, I mean.
Never.
You know, using Black Label forensics here, I think what probably happened, she probably was either had the GPS on her phone, probably looked down, you know.
Yeah, whatever she did.
I got to get off or whatever. And I mean, yeah. And then, you know, how when traffic slows down, it comes up on you real quick.
It's crazy, especially like in Los Angeles. But, man, if she had the autopilot thing on, it would have never happened. Because it's amazing. It stops. It'll stop before you will. You know what I mean? It just
obviously she didn't have it on.
No.
I mean, that car, I didn't see it. I heard the car was pretty mangled.
Oh, it was mangled. But that's the whole thing about having a Tesla. So you could put it on that. You know what I mean? So you really, you could be looking down for a split second, like you said, and the car never does that. You know what I mean?
It'll hit the brakes.
It'll hit the brakes, man. And it stops. It has sensors on it. So if you're like within whatever, 50 feet or something, or it'll stop you. It's amazing. Yeah. It really
just like kind of like the sensor on the rear of the car
without
even telling you that you're going to hit a curb or whatever.
Totally. Exactly the same thing, man. And it's got, you know, tons of cameras on the car, and it's just really, it's amazing. If everybody had that, there wouldn't be any accidents, I bet you. Because I remember driving like even a Subaru, and it had all this safety features and stuff, but it wasn't a Tesla, you know. And I was like, I felt like it was almost driving itself. These things now drive themselves, and they're better than we would be. I mean, that accident wouldn't happen. But anyway, it was crazy. A half hour in, we're going from LA to San Diego. Thank God it was only San Diego, because then, yeah, here it is. It's crazy.
There it is.
And not only that, this car is like, it goes like 180 miles an hour. So it's insane. It's the fastest car I've ever been in my life, right? It's like a roller coaster when you hit the gas.
Wow.
It's like a roller coaster. I mean, you feel the G-force. It's insane. But anyway, we were like 30 minutes from LA on our way to San Diego. So then it screwed up everybody's sleep then after that. And we had all rent cars. Remember, we got in whatever car we got in. I don't even remember.
And we were in some tiny little car.
Yeah, we drove
to drive down to the show.
Yeah,
it was pretty epic.
And then the
whole day. I mean, it was
hot. And then
it was pure comedy, bro.
And then the next day, and then we had to fly the next day to Reno because we didn't have the bus yet.
Yeah, because they had to figure out, well, how are we going to make it to Reno?
Yeah, so we had to book all these flights. Talina had to book all these flights, do all this stuff. And again, we had to get up early, and it's just there was no groove. We got into no groove at all, right from the beginning. It was really, it was just crazy. Yeah,
I figured, you know, because we did the 3 days of boot camp, and I figured, good, I'd get a good night's sleep, and I'll be ready to roll. Well, that never happened.
No. So, no.
Yeah, it was comedy, man.
Right.
It was just a sweet special off after that.
We never had a bus accident.
No.
In all our years, thank God nobody got hurt. You know,
yeah, the girl didn't get hurt, and the guy that was in the car with her. So
yeah.
I was without a doubt got lucky there.
Yeah, but, really.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, the show was slamming. The San Diego chapter, and then when we rolled with the Reno chapter, they crushed it, and so But I mean, it was just comedy though, man. It was just you gotta be kidding me.
I know. So we finally, five shows in or something, six shows in, then we had to cancel like six shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never gotten sick like that. I mean, I've had my voice banged up or whatever, but I mean, that's the point where we couldn't do shows.
Yeah.
You know, we've done 11 in a row. We've done
10 in a row. I hear you.
Yeah, totally. So, and I mean, just like you said, you get a good night's sleep, you're good to go.
Yeah, that's
what I mean, but it's just... That was brutal, and then we just had to stop those shows.
Yep, and we're making them.
And we walked out because the thing. You think about this, Goose. Thank goodness the 2 days that got rained out at Rockville, we weren't on one of those days.
Oh, I know.
Whole point of staying out there while I was sick.
Get
to Rockville
exactly,
and then we figure we'll make up these other shows at the end of after we get done rolling with Anthrax.
Yeah.
And Hatebreed with Father Jamie. So I mean, it was just like, well, we could put them back. Well, don't cancel them.
Right.
Keep the shows up, and we'll come back around and we'll knock them out. So, but the whole thing is, that would have been epic if Rockville would have got rained out.
We would have wound up doing like.
Yeah, because we did the show the first day.
Yeah.
And that was what, Friday.
Thursday.
Thursday, then Friday and Saturday got rained out.
Yeah.
And then they were able to do a batch of, I think Sunday was Nine Inch Nails, was able to do, and I think it was still raining when they were on.
Wow, man. That was crazy.
Yeah.
But we got to play, and everybody that was with us, you know, got to play that night too. And I got to see Kiss for the first time.
Yeah.
And
like we said, them being your favorite band growing up.
Yeah, as a kid, man.
They had on you. You know, Gene was your guy that led you to Jocko.
And he sounded amazing, man. He really killed it.
No, anybody could say whatever they want.
Yeah.
If they don't like Kiss, they do not skimp on anything, bro.
No. Oh, no.
I mean, you couldn't even say, well, they forgot the kitchen sink. There were several kitchen sinks.
Bathroom sink, kitchen sink.
That was everything.
They threw a bidet at us.
Oh my God, that Godzilla King Kong fighting. It was just Rodan came in. Mothra. It was like amazing. Then you were like, Zach, the only thing missing here is Ghidra. And then next time came in.
It was wow.
I couldn't believe they pulled off Ghidra even coming.
Oh man. They really pulled it. It was amazing, dude. I mean,
everybody from Monster Island was on that stage.
It really was.
And then you did say, you go, yeah, but they forgot Gamera because that was your guy.
Yeah, friend of all children.
He's a friend of all children. But they did send Gamera in for the encore.
He came out.
Totally. Remember, he was flying.
He's got the fire in his legs and stuff. He was awesome.
Well, yeah, Kiss was amazing, man. They sounded great.
Wow, man, what a show!
Really great. I mean, it was just like, and you know what's so crazy too? When you really think about it, think about this: when we talk about WWE and everything like that, and like Gene being up, the whole band being up on the risers and everything like that, right? They're like 60 feet up, bro.
Yeah.
You know, at the top of those things when they're coming down.
Yeah.
Bro, if you have a fear of heights, how are you doing that?
You need a shit bag with you.
Well, I'm just saying you couldn't.
No, well, obviously. And then Paul going out on the wire.
Yeah, and then Paul going out on the wire.
Over the crowd.
Yeah, what I'm saying is,
yeah,
you, I mean, even though he's holding on and it's secured, he's still not safe from falling.
No, he's not harnessed in or nothing. He's just holding on.
He's holding on.
He could slip, you know. Jesus, man.
No, so what I'm just saying is that
they knock it out.
Yeah, you say what you. I mean, that takes some athleticism just to pull that off.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
How old's Paul now, man?
I know, but like, bro, he's like posted over whether he's 30 feet up.
Yeah.
Bro, he falls. That's not going to be good.
No. No.
And I mean, it's just like. And he does it every night.
I know. Dude, I fell tonight. I was coming down my stairs and I was talking to somebody.
And you wiped out.
I swear to God, I missed the last step, Zach. And I went down, dude, and my ankles kill me and my shoulder.
Well, you had to lay there for a second to see what smashed.
Is there a bruise here yet?
Yes. It's looking good.
Oh,
we also look at rips, so, you know, being a Franco Colombo.
I can't believe it. I come home to the safety of the house. Dude, I wiped it. I've never done that in my life, man. And it is the craziest feeling when you're falling and you know.
Bro, I did it. I did it in the house before we went on the tour, remember?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. You told me that.
It was at rehearsals, the last day of rehearsals. I wiped out.
Yeah. Out of the truck or something.
No, it's going in my boots because the one got clasped on my other boot and I just like tipped me up and I just like, I got lassoed.
Oh, that's right.
I went down, man, and I was just like laying down on a concrete floor, and I'm like
crazy,
making sure I didn't break anything.
Well, your teeth look good. Your teeth look great.
Yeah. Oh, thank God my teeth are okay. But I mean, yeah, I was like, I could, and I said to myself while I was writhing in pain on the ground, I was like, I can barely believe this happened to me.
Can we mute him? Brian.
I was going to have to bring up some clips from the Grizzly movie in the 70s.
I remember.
Bring up some of those clips.
Remember that movie?
All my glory right there, buddy.
I remember the review. It was terrible review. It said it was.
Oh, well, Grizzly?
Yeah, it said it was Jaws in a bear suit.
Yes. It was a great movie. Totally. Well, Jaws was the big rave. It's like, get me in on some of this action.
I know. Did you see it? Did you see Grizzly?
Yes, I saw it at Jackson Cinema.
I'm trying to think if I saw it. I don't know if I ever even saw it. I don't think I did.
I have a trailer up right here, boys.
Oh, we'll see me, Goose.
Motion Picture does not cater to fantasy. You will see nature's most savage man-eating animal. By its size alone, it can overpower and devour
Look at all these partying teenagers.
He's going to eat them all. He's going to get high as hell. Here I come. Yes.
Hey, you get your head in the sand. We got a killer grizzly on our hands. Scott, you're a maniac. Always we're running around in costumes. There are no grizzlies.
Oh, let's go, Scott.
Over 18 feet tall.
18 feet.
Wow.
The largest carnivorous ground beast in the world.
June? Look at the paw. One swipe.
Anyone is.
That's great. Just drop the gun.
And then the bear picks up the gun.
Don't even shoot. What's the point in carrying a gun?
Around the bears get the
right. Shoot him right in the head, man.
This is different. This bum's eating his victims.
Let me shoot him in the head.
Not just a camping
gun. They're scared, bro.
And no,
that's right. They don't want any piece of me. They're all ducking me.
Uh oh.
Any man.
This is like the whole movie.
Yeah, well, you can't question my acting. Look at, I'm great in this thing.
How tempered.
You really, and you were young.
Totally. I mean, obviously, this is before I.
Oh, no.
That kid seems to know what we're thinking.
I didn't do anything to that kid and the bunny. I was cool with that. It was just the mom, I, you know.
You devoured?
Intelligent beast.
You are an intelligent beast. Uh-oh.
The whole thing's coming down. Look at that.
Oh, he's done. Oh, that's got to hurt.
Right after that, that's why they did a big steroid probe on me after that. They're like, in order to push that whole tower down, he's got to be on steroids.
Either that or one of your bear buddies was helping.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
18 feet of
me. Wow, the gun, bullets didn't even
hurt. He thinks he's going to hit me with the butt end of a gun. He thinks that's going to hurt me.
The deadliest jaws on land.
Goodbye.
Grizzly.
Hey, wow.
Grizzly Adams.
I had a great time making that movie. It was a lot of fun. And the catering was great. Wow. The people on the cast, the crew, all good people.
How long were you there? How long did it shoot?
We were on set for about 6 months.
Wow.
The weather was great. I mean, like I said, I really had a good time.
Wow.
Thanks, Goose.
Good job.
A lot of fun. I still keep in touch with some of the people on that set.
Well, some of them you ate, though, I thought.
Well, yeah, some of them are no longer here. And then,
well, Zach, why don't you tell them about the sequel, Grizzly?
No.
What happened now?
Grizzly killed again.
It's
this time.
I don't want a cloud of fear on this concert. Now you get that, Grizzly, and get it now.
Gotta have the concert.
The grizzly we're seeking is huge.
Uh-oh.
And probably enraged.
High as hell.
Look at the chaos. Absolute utter chaos, dude.
Amazing. Revenge. Who was it?
I wasn't sure while I was there, but I mean, you know, I wasn't there for revenge. I was actually there. I just wanted a cup of coffee.
That would have been great if Grizzly Adams would have been.
Yeah, he would have been it.
He came to revenge the grizzly.
Oh my God. But anyways, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, so. What a good old day, Zach. Good act. Yeah,
those are good days.
Good times.
What's going on, gang? Zach Wild and the Goose here. We want to take a quick second and thank one of our newest sponsors and a company that's been supporting our bands for years now, the Mad Viking Beard Company.
The team at Mad Viking has one purpose. It's to help their bearded and tattooed brothers of the world become their absolute best.
They believe it's not enough to only look good, but you must also feel good and live life to its fullest, Goose.
The Mad Viking Brotherhood is strong, Zachy, and has partnered with Black Label Society to bring our fans a top-notch collaboration to commemorate the anniversary of the Sonic Brew debut release.
That's right. Made with premium ingredients and a unique scent profile created specifically for the Sonic Brew release, Goose. The Black Label Society Beard Care line is a must-have for all the bearded metalheads. Yeah. And of course, just like all their other products, is proudly made in the USA.
In addition to the Black Label Society line, check out all their other beard and skincare products. And one of my personal favorites, the Tattoo Balm.
Oh, yeah. Look, we have a lot of time and money invested in our ink, and it doesn't make sense to use subpar, overpriced, or generic balm on our art.
Go check out madvikingbeard.com for their full line of hair and skincare products. While you're there, make sure you get the Black Label Society Sonic Brew anniversary line before it's gone.
Oh, yeah, Goose.
Yeah.
Again, that's at madvikingbeard.com.
Yeah.
And use promo code BLS20 for 20% off your next order. And join the horde of guys making a switch to Mad Viking.
Yeah! Yeah! But
Goose, we got done with this little run over here. So now we're getting ready to go over to Europe.
Yeah, we're leaving Tuesday already.
Yeah, this ought to be an interesting run. No submarine.
No sub over there. So we'll be flying every show, which is crazy. We've never, ever done this.
No, we've never done. Yeah, but then again, but look at South America, though, right?
That's what we do there. Well, that's because they're so far away, everything.
But that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I guess, nothing but that. It's going to be kind of similar to that.
Very similar. I mean, yeah, we'll have a hotel and, but there'll be no bus. That's it.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a few of them where we fly into the gig. I think there's like four of those, so they're going to be a little bit tough, but as long as we get sleep, you'll be all right.
Just roll in and just ready to roll.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And then we got a couple of them. I mean, what, festivals?
Oh, yeah, Download, Hellfest, Grass Pop, all these massive festivals.
Well, the Hellfest is great. I think even bands that have been broken up for 32 years have gotten back together just to be on this year.
I know. That's why there's no buses.
Yeah.
Every band out in the world.
No, it's gone.
It's crazy. And I heard that a lot of it is too, because these people are getting extra drivers just in case they get sick or something or whatever and all this.
Oh, because of the COVID thing.
Yeah. So that's been happening. So somebody has it, you can bring in the other guy. So that's why we couldn't get drivers or buses. And a lot of the festivals now are having buses right on the site rather than send the people to a hotel. They're putting buses right there now. So that took up a lot of them as well. So it's amazing that everybody is out, though, now over there because nobody's been there in years.
Wow.
We haven't been there.
Yeah, it's a complete mess.
Yeah, it's like totally. It's like every, like you said, every band is on these festivals, like everyone.
It really is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that'll be fun. You haven't been there, and I don't even know when the last time was. 19 maybe or 18, I'm not sure.
Probably 2018.
Yeah, probably. Like 4 years.
The last time we did a lot of the festivals.
Yep.
So there's 4 years already.
Yeah, like that, a high school term again.
Yeah.
They keep coming, man.
Flying by, bro.
Totally, man. That's totally.
It's like when I look at when I made those two movies, those Grizzly movies. I mean, that seems like it wasn't that long ago. The first one was in the 70s.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yes. Here we go, Goose. There's the bill with everybody on it. Can we get back?
Go back, Brian. Yeah, I can't see. So you got to tell me. Wow, everybody.
Yeah. Name me one band that isn't on this bill.
It's really crazy, man.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Is Kiss on it?
They got to be on there somewhere.
I don't think so.
There are 350 bands signed up for the festival.
And and 340 of them suck.
Oh, I'm a goose.
Including us, of course.
Oh, my God. So epic.
That's awesome.
Goose, so do you listen to any new bands? You listen to new music? No, I don't listen to music.
I don't listen to anything when I'm home.
No, I don't listen to Black Label. I don't listen to anything.
No. Nope. No. Nope. Sports radio.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, that's what we John Roth.
Yeah, he does.
What do you usually listen to when you're home? I listen to nothing.
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 Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't even like listening to like stuff he likes.
Yeah, right. Not even just like in the house cooking or anything. You know what I mean? Just having gone and stuff.
Yeah, like were you just chilling out?
Yeah.
Or going for a walk. Nothing.
Right. No, nothing.
Well, guys, we do have a question that came in through the email, wildgoosepodcast@gmail.com.
Wait on us. What do they want to know?
Zach, question for you. If your lead tone is the ultimate warrior, what would you consider your rhythm tone? And one other question. What was it like getting roasted by Stone Cold Steve Austin? Thanks, dudes.
All right.
Wrestling.
Now, Goose, what did you just say? I'm muted?
No. I thought Brian was muted, but he's not. Okay. I wish you were muted, but I can't have everything.
Thank you. So Goose, he threw in that the Ultimate Warrior comedy, probably. Yeah. You know, JD was never really a warrior guy, considering the Bon Jovi of wrestling at the time. But the warrior was wanted dead or alive. Bro.
He was by a lot
he
of
yes, he was man.
Officer wanted him.
Without a doubt. So, I guess if my lead tone is the ultimate warrior, what would you say the rhythm tone is? What are you going with, Goose?
That's a good one.
Well, is it as beefy as Bruno Sammartino's?
Oh, that's true. He's the barrel.
He is the barrel. That is a. And that's without hitting the gym.
He was just a large man. I mean,
no, when he went to high school, he was that big.
Remember that picture we saw him and Arnold?
Yeah, he dwarfed Arnold.
Insane. It's like,
wow. And Arnold was still huge.
Oh, yeah, totally. But Bruno was just that big, man.
Yeah, just a huge human being.
So there you go. That's a good one. That's a good
one. Yeah, we'll go with Bruno for the rhythm tone.
Bruno.
Warrior for the lead tone.
Yeah. And then he wanted to know what it was like getting roasted from Steve.
Well, Steve, I guess it was awesome. When I saw Steve coming out of that and the whole thing, you know, here's some deodorant. Learn how to use it. Nope. Here's a toothbrush. You got to brush your teeth. You stink.
That's great.
That was great. Yep. And, Steve's awesome. You got to love Father Steve. I so awesome that everybody was able to put their 2 cents in there and destroy me. It was great.
It was.
I was honored by everyone crushing me.
It was.
JD loved every second of it.
Oh, yeah. I was cheering.
Totally. It was definitely a pure honor and a joy being completely destroyed by everyone I care about.
Yeah. It was great. Pretty awesome.
It was awesome.
It really was. Yeah. Buddy.
What is a bear's favorite pie?
A bear's favorite pie. I don't know. What is a bear?
I'll tell you what it is.
What is it?
Blueberry pie! Blueberry pie! Woo!
Wow. You
You're hit out with Goose.
Wow.
You're going to be a hit at the next party, right?
Oh, yeah.
Next time you go down to the playpen, you got to hit him with these jokes, man.
Wow, that's been gone for quite some time.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, not only these like awesome jokes, they're educational as well.
They are.
Who knew that blueberry pie was a bear's favorite pie?
Not me. I totally
didn't. But now you know. So like, you know, people go, oh, wow. Okay.
Well,
so if you need to if a bear's about to attack you, like you just go, bro, is there any blueberry pie around just to like save everybody?
Yeah, right. Well, you have to carry one in the woods with you at all times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which you should, anyways, you know, because you never know.
And
the moment shall strike.
And if you don't see a bear, it's delicious anyway.
You have it yourself.
Exactly.
We got some guitar questions here if you want to answer some of those, Zach.
Lay it on us. Me and Goose will attack.
All right. So Lauren Weinberg wants to know if you can talk about your picking technique. Specifically, do you use the forearm, elbow up and down, or do you wrist pick?
Or do you put get your finger way up there?
Yeah.
Way in there, right?
Just like that. That's the
knuckle. You're up to the knuckle.
We can go thumbs.
Wow, that's quite,
yeah.
That's quite some nostrils.
Yeah, I felt good. I could feel it all the way up.
Nice.
But no, I guess picking's a weird thing. I mean, because it really is like batting, JD.
Yeah. Everybody has their own. Yeah.
You could show people how to do it like batting.
Yeah.
You know, because basically what you want is, you know, obviously the best is, you know, if anyone's talking about speed, the less movement.
Right.
The better. I mean, I'm saying when you see
like Frank
Gambale, these guys on YouTube or Instagram, you know, just like completely, if they're showing examples.
Yeah.
That have great picking. It just makes common sense. You just want it as little movement as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
and then they also
Look at how many people use hold picks differently. I mean, like Eddie Van Halen held it with his middle finger.
Yep.
Which was like comfortable for him. So obviously, right. And then Steve Morris holds it with his two fingers.
Right.
You know, so Steve Morris does it like this, and then you got, I mean, remember Randy was always like this all the time.
Yeah.
When he was picking, with his hands would always be like that. And then it's just and then Al DiMeola's technique and John McLaughlin and Paco, because he's using his fingers.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you look at Al and John, they both hold the pick differently.
Did you ever use that, like that technique, like Gambale? Did you ever do it like that?
He's using his thumb, index like this?
Because it was like,
well, I mean, look at the way Yngwie
down up,
very little as well.
Right. It was like down, up, down, or something.
I mean, well, mine would always be like, it depends on what you're doing. If it's three notes of string, it's down, up, down, then down, up, down. But I mean, I guess it would be down, up, down, and you would go up.
That's like what some of them cats do. But
economically, I guess that would make more sense.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, because once again, you want to be able to do the least amount of movement as you can.
Exactly.
Inge's technique is like, I mean, it's flawless. But I mean, it's just like when you watch his picking technique compared to when he started, when you watch some of the Alcatraz stuff and Rising Force compared to now.
Right.
He's barely moving at all, and he's hitting everything, man.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think he's hammering on or pulling off really anything. He's picking it all.
Yeah.
You know, so but then you know you look at Holdsworth, and he's barely picking anything.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, like you said, otherwise he's not getting that legato sound if he's picking everything.
And when you pick hard, like you pick with your arm.
Yeah, I think I use a lot of
forearm.
Warm and you know,
right?
It's wrist, but I mean, unless I'm doing like a you know, the Eddie Van Halen, you know,
then it's like that. But
aside of that, it's kind of
not
so much this, but I mean, it's just definitely more form. I definitely move more than what Yngwie does.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, it keeps up with the whole Grizzly thing.
Keeps you in shape.
Hey, look at. It's the picking technique's more this.
Oh.
Wiping.
Right.
Slashing.
There you go.
Exactly.
Cool.
But, you know, I think that would be it, Brian.
So we got another question here from Ron Rankin, and he wants to know, how do you plug everything into the front of your amp and then turn it up to 10 and not have any noise?
I don't know. I mean, we always check out all the amps before the tour.
Well, dude, when you press the distortion pedal on, it's noise.
Yeah, there's going to be air. It almost sounds like a waterfall.
What did Randy call it? The chip pan, right? Or Ozzy called?
Well, yeah. If it's like super noisy.
Yeah.
But I mean, it sounds like a chip pan. Like you're cooking, or it just sounds like white noise on your TV.
Yeah, totally. But that's usually when you put the pedal in. when you don't have the pedal in, though, I don't think it
does. No, there's no noise at all.
No.
I mean, I just have the master up on the amp.
Yeah, no.
The pedal's not on. There's no noise at all.
No, it's just when.
And I mean, the only time we leave the pedal on is in between certain songs. So there's intro music going on. So you're not hearing that noise anyways.
Yeah, right.
It's in the middle, you know, or the band is playing or something, and you just turn it off. But I mean,
yeah.
Otherwise, if you have the volume up on your guitar, the guitar, it's going to be screaming.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, that pedal's on. Yeah, forget about it.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
No.
You got to have it off.
Got to have it off.
That's really it.
Next question.
That's it for questions this week. But if you want the guys to answer your questions, send in your questions once again. Preferably video question to wildgoosepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to catch the episodes before anybody else, you can sign up at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code BLS and get a 7-day free trial.
All right, Goose, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, buddy, here we go. What do you call a bear with a bad attitude? A bear
with a bad
attitude.
I don't know. What is it?
A bear of bad news. A bear of bad news. You didn't see that coming.
No.
You didn't see it coming, did you, Goose?
I did not. I didn't see that at all.
Oh, I'm too much, man. I'm too much. I can't help it.
Well, on that note.
Well, Goose, it was great talking to you once again.
As always, buddy.
And, you know. You gotta love tours like that last one. There's always adventures going on with that one. I'm sure there's gonna be some. I can't see there not being any adventures on this upcoming across Europe.
Well,
yeah, this ought to be some sheer black label shenanigans once again.
Well, we never did a whole Europe tour with flying, so
no. Right
there it's gonna be different, you know.
Bruce, all I gotta say about that is I can barely contain myself.
Yeah. We barely will. We all barely will.
There you go, buddy.
It'll be
all right, Goose. Love you, buddy. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, Zaggy boy.